Okay, so we were top of Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says, Tani. The Braita says, and this is expanding on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a case of one, anything that's food at the beginning and the end of its growth. So it's chayav for Maaser in the beginning and the end because it's always food. And anything that's not food when it starts growing is not edible until later in the process. So then it is only chayav at the end, right, when it becomes edible. But now we have a third case. So Tani kol shetchilato ochel ve'ein sofo ochel. If it's only food at the early stage and then it becomes inedible, so then what it's going to be is chayev at the beginning and pater at the end. That's not in our girsa of the Gemara, but the Gra includes it here very reasonably. That's what it has in the Braita. So what's the case? So ma itloch. So gahada de tani hamakayim mileya shel ochroa lezera. So if you have a ochroa, this is a type of a grass which the stalk and the root are eaten. In some girsaot, it's mileya shel kruv, and this seed only develops when it's hard, when it's inedible. So if you hold it with the intention to keep it for seeds, so batlat da'ato, so his da'at is batal to other people who wouldn't make the entire thing only seeds. They would want to eat some of it, and therefore batlat da'ato eitzel da'at kol adam klichen yichidin. But if you have only some stalks, lo batlat da'ato, that's totally normal. So amar Biona, that's if you pick it when it was still a vegetable, meaning it was edible. But if you didn't pick it then, how could you say that wood is chayav and meiser? So this case is something which is food at the beginning, but not at the end. Meaning it at the beginning it is a food, but once it hardens to the point where it's inedible, so it's not food. We call she'ein ochel, anything that's not food at the beginning but is a food at the end, so it only becomes chayav when it's edible. So ma itloch, what's that? So that's the cases that we will continue of all these things that only become chayav when they're edible, when they are riper. And that, as we talked about, is what we call onat hamasrod. So me'ema tayaperot chayav ma'aser. What is this stage? Right, this is just the continuation of what we've seen. Now, again, this doesn't mean it automatically becomes chayev, because as we've talked about, you also need gmar malacha. It means at what point is it potentially chayev if you would then process it and make it chayev, and all the other implications of what things can you not eat, achilat kefa, you can only and things like that. So, hateinim misha yavchilu. Figs, when they reach the stage of bechila, which we'll talk about, vanavim habi'ushin. So these are sour grapes. Mishehiv ishu, when they reach bu'usha, which is, we'll see what that is. Hazug vatutim, sumac and mulberries, or some sort of berry from when they become red. That's a sign of ripening. Kol ha'adumim, any type of red fruits, misha ya'adim, when they start to redden, that is considered their ripening stage. Harimonim, misha yimasu, rimonim, from when they become soft. Hatmarim, misha atilus, or dates, when they start to swell, like sourdough, like se'or, right? We've talked about this before. It's right before Pesach now. That se'or isn't yeast, right? It used to be you couldn't collect yeast directly, you collect it from the air and you made sourdough starter. The reason that, as the Gemara calls it, that it's chametz umachmetz is because it's actually made of wheat, and it both is itself wheat that has risen, right? And it can make other things rise. So it and it, if you ever make it, it sort of bubbles over and swells. Peaches, when they have sinews, goes in mishasa magura, walnuts, when they make a storeroom. A silo, right, and that's when they detach from the shell, right? It's loose inside. Alternatively, when the partitions inside start to develop. Rehuda Omer goes in Vashkeda Mishasu Klipa. Rehuda says walnuts and almonds when they get a skin. Charuvin Mishenakru, carobs when they become spotted. Kolashchorim Mishenakru, black or dark colored fruit when they become spotted. Vagasim vakrustimalin vahaprishin vachazridin vachazrirarin rather mishiakrichu pears and gallnut apples prishin wild apples when they bald here I'm mostly just following the article's translation of these where they become right and this so that like that hairy thing falls off vachalanavanim mishiakrichu same by all these light colored. Fruits, matilton misha titzmach fenugreek when it sprouts, matua vazeitim mishiach nisu shlish and grains and olives when they grow to a third of either a third of their full size or they produce a third of the oil that they could produce ideally, in maturity. Now some mafarshim think that all of these are basically thirds. It's just that by these other ones, for simplicity, we tell you a different thing rather than third. And others say no, that everything has different stages. Some are a third and some are, you know, other agricultural realities. Okay. So what are these? Bichal, what is that? Or Bichia Barva Amar Chaita. It grows, it gets bigger, it's ripened. In some gears, the gra is gasa, kimadatim ervagam navsham bachalavi. So the pasuk in Zechariah says that they became, you know, repulsive to me. They grew and disgusting. Or others say chayta is not fully ripened, right? Like al tochlum and na, where onkelos translates na as chai. So chai is not fully ripened, and therefore what it means is like half cooked. Right, they're only half cooked and nauseating to me. Now, how do you know when you reach that stage? So, Rabbi Bar Yaakov, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mishiadimu Pihem, when their mouths redden, or their faces redden. Now, the Bavli Anida says that this is it's different. It's when they turn white. Right, and the Rosh Shirilio quotes that here. And he, one second, there we go. And he says, Perish, Verkev, say, Dofen Garsin Mishael, Binu Rashem, Kotava Ravids, Alba Perish, Betard Kohanim, Vefshir Shishne Samanim Betainim, Vitrila Bishlon, Pia Matach, and Madim, Rashen Elion Malbin. Now, the Ravids is maybe the same time that the top turns white and the mouth turns red, and therefore the Bavli and the Rishalmi would not be arguing. If you look at the Ridbaz, he says Mishal Binu Pneim Cholden Pneim Albin, and he just changes the Girsa. He knows that the Gra just changes the Girsa to follow the Bavli, and then obviously there's no contradiction. So Cholden Pneim Adimot, but don't all mouths of figs redden? Right? Not everyone does. How could you say that's the Shir? So Ritan Chom Bar Miriam Mishir Miochanan. You take one fig off the tree and you put it on the side. If it ripens that ability within 24 hours, then all the figs on the tree are chayav. Because detached fruit ripen more quickly, right? If you have a banana, right? It's like it spoils very, very quickly. So if you pick in it within 24 hours, then everything else presumably is chayiv even before the 24 hours, right? That's just a siman that it is that it's developed. Ha'anavim vavashim mishayav ishu. So what is that? Zerushim riyasim mishikaru bi'isha. When they're called bi'isha, some sort of spoiling or sickly, right? They become transparent or pale, according to some. When is this? So Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagri, Rabbi Tanchum Bar Eli, Rabbi Nachum Bar Simai, This is when the seed is visible from the outside. And after that, the skin takes on, you know, its color. And that's what Professor Felix notes here in the footnote. They quote it in the art scroll that it's and it darkens and it takes on its dark color, so it's not transparent. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rochev Avin Al Kitvei Desav. I was once riding my grandfather's shoulders. V'shamed Kali Der Rishim Ben Elazar Yotev Matne. And I heard. Now, he was raised by his grandfather. His mother died in childbirth. His father died when he was pregnant, when she was pregnant. So it was on my grandfather's shoulder. Shamed Kale de Rishim Elazar Yatvif Matne. I heard Rishim Elazar teaching the following. Machnisin b'may melafaflon. You can gather on Shabbos the insides of a cantaloupe that fell on the floor. V'ein machnisin b'may avatiach. You can't gather the insides of a watermelon. Ma bein my melafaflon l'may avatiach. What's the difference? I'm Rishon Barsonal, Mimel Nachila, the inside of the cantaloupe are edible. And therefore, what you're gathering up, you're eating. Mayavatiach Lazrika, but the inside or the seeds are not edible. Apparently, at least the species that they had wasn't. If you ever look in the history of watermelons, we've developed them a lot, right, to have much more flesh on the inside, and possibly the seeds also had different tastes or something like that. So im Omer ad Kain nimtzit mechaved karka b'Shabbat, and therefore, if you were going to gather them up, you would be, you know, sweeping. You can't sweep, right? That's a problem with bone, right? And we've talked in the, you know, nowadays, the poskim in general assume that you can sweep on Shabbat in houses, right? There is this. But again, in general, you're not allowed to sweep on Shabbat. Midina de Gemara, and the reason was because they had dirt floors, and therefore it was a problem with bone because you were filling in the holes. However, again, all the posts can assume that nowadays you can sweep at least on the inside your house on hard surfaces. Right now you were just you're just picking it up, but when it comes to these inside of the watermelon, it looks like you're sweeping because you know it's not edible. It's just like you're just cleaning up essentially. So it's basically like sweeping. Sweeping up, and that's what Rashi is. Mechavdim nakarka b'Shabbat oten agrin shekorin pipetash shel hamilon shekorin pipione. You know, it's given Shabbatich in Farish v'Azel. The haychazel lachiv ayin eno lizriya v'afilo nitla lechin mechsim mechavdim nakarka. That's point one. And it's not clear why it's here. Some tried to say maybe it's the wrong place, but okay, we'll stop there.